The following audio is via a Skype call.
Welcome to Conscious Confidence Radio, a timeless wisdom with Sarah Main. Follow host Sarah Main on her ongoing journey of conscious confidence and gain timeless wisdom to unleash unparalleled confidence. A conscious confidence. Learn to ignite the living spark of wisdom, a new narrative for fulfillment contained in Sanskrit and the ancient, powerful, engaging, and fun conscious conversations to discover your own magnificent true self. Learn to dispel the fear shadow as Sarah provides essential knowledge about embracing change and the power of transformation. Get ready. Conscious confidence starts now.
Hey everyone, welcome along. I'm Sarah Main and welcome to Conscious Confidence Radio.
And I'm Dr. Pat, and I get to team up with Sarah every month as we bring to you a new level of understanding, a new way to tap into timeless wisdom. Sarah, I'm really excited about today because we're going to talk about conscious confidence as a natural state and not an unnatural state that we think it is, right?
Absolutely. Thanks for the good introduction, Pat. It struck me getting ready for this show that conscious confidence is a natural state. All too often we just think about the sort of slightly negative, limited, uninspired state that we're in from day to day, just getting through life, and think that that's normal and something like conscious confidence is special. We've got to achieve this special state. Whereas actually it's the complete reverse. How we're designed, conscious confidence is the natural state, and we just get bogged down and believe all this limiting belief systems and thoughts and stuff that happens of life, the stuff of life. And actually once we learn to release that and get connected with who we really are, conscious confidence is the natural state. And the wisdom traditions keep saying this. They've been blaring this out for centuries. And it's about time we started listening to it. Why not?
Yeah, I think part of this too is we're seeing it in our culture as well. And what we're seeing is some people would say if it's a really subconscious effort that we're seeing in our culture now, how, you know, people are relating to this timeless wisdom, to Sanskrit, to the messages, you know, to the states of peace, to really looking at, you know, creating a better world. And we're starting to see it in various ways. People are coming together in groups and asking themselves questions around, what do I really value? What are my values? What do I believe in? And so yet at the same time, we live in this very awkward state of being. You know, we're uncomfortable, we're stuck, we can't move forward. And what I hear you saying is that conscious confidence is the natural state, not this other way of being.
Absolutely. We can actually live, and it's quite natural to live, and we're actually designed this way, to live in a state of optimism, positivity, strength, resilience, high self-esteem. And that doesn't mean we're beset by ego. It doesn't mean that we don't feel fear. It doesn't mean we don't have challenges. It's how we meet them. It's what we bring to the table, what we bring to the party when the challenges occur. When someone might see a problem, we see opportunities. We learn from it. We grow from it. We say, let's keep moving forward. It's a problem-solving approach rather than just focusing. And it's problem-solving. It's solutions-focused, rather than seeing just the problem and this is how it is, I can't do anything about it. It's an expansive, ever-evolving position rather than a limited, fixed and stuck position. I mean, all these different ways I can describe it, but this is fundamentally natural to us. And once we get into it, it's like the shackles come off and we go, phew, God, how did I manage the other way?
I think really the question for folks has been, you know, what would it be like to be in that natural state of of conscious confidence. You know, how would I experience the world despite circumstances, right? You know, what would I see as I look out and look at my neighbor? And then, you know, the ultimate question is, how the heck am I going to feel?
Yeah.
That feeling thing.
Exactly. Well, you know, what, when you look out from conscious confidence, when you look out, you see beauty, you see magnificence. You're filled with awe and wonder and gratitude and appreciation. You're not constantly fault-finding. You see the best in people. And this is not walking around in some blissed-out Pollyanna state. I mean, this is practical. And if you see the choice to go with a negative or a positive, you will go with the positive. You won't sit there just discussing in a sort of endless repetitive loop about some problem that happened in the past. You'll see what happened right now that's good. And, you know, there's no need to keep sitting there talking about the past and the problems that have happened. And how you feel is optimistic and energized and full of positivity about the future and what you can achieve and what others can achieve and what we can all achieve together and what we can evolve for each other. And what we can leave for future generations that genuinely is worth leaving behind. So the whole worldview can change. And I'll keep saying this. It's not some kind of romantic Pollyanna state. This is actually practical. Day by day, your whole worldview can change. And I know I made a decision several years ago. You know, I was stressed at work and so on and so forth. And I had the benefit of all this wisdom and knowledge, but to actually apply it was another matter. And I was applying it to a degree, but I had to step it up. And I just made a decision I was not going to tolerate negative states of mind. I had the choice. They were not me, and I was not going to tolerate them. And it changed my life on the spot. Mm-hmm. Doesn't mean it doesn't come up, but I catch myself and I say, no, and I go with something positive, and it changes the situation every single time.
You know, I think that people are really looking for a way to be in a state of peace in the world and not be of, you know, not become part of the circumstances or things that weigh heavy on our day-to-day life. And, you know, this notion of being free from judgment, it really does change the way we process emotions and process feelings, right?
Yes.
And it shows up in the way we react to things, right?
Yes.
Our responses are very different, aren't they?
Absolutely. When you step up and really take responsibility for yourself and your life, and what you're feeling and your reactions to things and your responses, it does change everything because you're not just sitting in this fixed, limited state judging the outside world and what it's doing to you, what it's the circumstances that are being created for me to live in this passive state. It's very active and engaged, and you have ownership and accountability and responsibility for every moment of your life experience. Doesn't matter what happened yesterday, today's a new day.
Yeah.
And, I mean, that is a fundamental shift in moving forward and in establishing yourself in what I call conscious confidence. And this is directly in line with all the wisdom traditions.
And that's what I was going to ask you about. I was going to ask you about, because we talk about the wisdom traditions and really what some of the core aspects that we know about them. And, you know, one of the things that I hear a lot, and I'm pretty sure you must be hearing it, is people seem, and people in general, it's not everybody, but there's a sense that there's a confusion around what their core values are. There's a confusion around that. You know, for example, someone said to me the other day, you know, we were talking about a situation here, and they said to me very clearly, on the one hand, you know, a growing economy is important to me and my family and my livelihood. And she said, I'm really thinking about how is that number one in my list of values? And to what extent does that become so important to me that I'm willing to sacrifice some other value that was important to me once upon a time? So people are looking at this and they are really conflicted.
Yeah. The values are at the core of it. I would say that most of the time, a lot of people, I hesitate to be too broad brush.
I know.
A lot of people wouldn't even think of their values on a day-to-day basis. Mm-hmm. They wouldn't even think about what's really important to me. In the wisdom traditions, one with conscious confidence is called one of steady wisdom, one who has steady wisdom. In Sanskrit, that's called sthita prajna, and that means established or steady in wisdom. And to start evolving that, and it's not difficult, but it does require some focusing and attention and consideration, is to ask, what are the universal values that I honour in my heart? And that's part of the root of this, is that connection to what's really, really important. And yes, economic circumstances are important, but let's just go one level below that. What is important about those economic circumstances?
Right.
And to just keep it going back to the level of the universal values. And by that, I'm talking about courage, truthfulness, magnanimity, generosity, service, wisdom. These are all values. And if you place those at the heart of what you're doing and the heart of your life, it will guide everything. You don't have to worry about the external circumstances. You can come back to what's really important to you, and that will guide you. Very simply, and it'll be coming from within rather than requiring the external circumstances to change so that I can feel better.
Yeah. You know, one of the things that you and I have talked about, and I think I've heard you say this, is that there appears to be this general acceptance. I talk about it a little bit differently, but I think you've said this general acceptance now in high states of anxiety and low states of self-esteem and self-worth. That seems to be, I think you call it the new normal. And if it becomes the new normal, then don't we lose sight of what the possibilities are, you know, to be out of a state of anxiety, to be at peace maybe?
Absolutely. I mean, it is genuinely, and it has changed in the last 15 or 20 years. So now this sort of general state of anxiety and therefore low self-esteem, they seem to go hand in hand like this. This is just taken as, you know, the normal state of the weather. Actually, up the road from where I live, there's a big banner just strung up between two trees saying, anxious about life, you know, call this number. And when I saw it, I thought, wow, that is a sign of the times. Of, you know, because my parents' generation, if you started talking about that, they'd look at you like, what are you, crazy? You know, just get on with it. And it has definitely changed. We live in relative ease and comfort, so there's nothing really to be anxious about. But this anxiety is coming from within, and it has no real firm basis, but it is there and people are experiencing it. So I'm not denying that that's the case. But to just then say, well, this is how it is, and then try and kind of ameliorate in some way the effects of that rather than actually getting to the cause of it and dealing with it and becoming established in something within yourself that doesn't need to be in this constant state of anxiety. It doesn't mean that fear and challenges and all those things don't rise, but it's how you meet them and from where do you meet them within yourself. Otherwise, you're just establishing this new normal. It's not one of steady wisdom. It's one with, you know, this sort of low level of anxiety that spikes up depending on the conditions at the time.
Yeah. You know, we're going to take a short break. And when we come back, what we're going to talk about, what Sarah is going to share around this is, you know, taking us on a journey about what is this ancient wisdom? You know, what is one of steady wisdom? See, I love this phrase and I love this term and I love conscious confidence and what you're doing. And we're starting to see an outgrowth of that here in the U.S. And the way we're seeing it, Sarah, is in groups or contingencies, and mostly women, by the way. I'm not saying to you guys out there, don't email me. I'm not saying you're not in this group, but for years, you all were in the group of leading the charge of standing up. But now what we're seeing is we're seeing women with men, but mostly women now, coming, as they said, one journalist said, out of nowhere. Well, clearly, they're not nowhere. I mean, what does that even mean? But their phrase is out of nowhere. It's like all of a sudden, masses, millions and millions are saying, I believe in this. I believe in this. When we come back, we're going to talk about how this innate wisdom is always in us. It's not like it leaves us. It's there. But the question for you, what do we need to do to tap into it so that it's one of steady wisdom? Let's take a short break. Sarah Main, this is Conscious Confidence Radio. I'm Dr. Pat. I get to hang out with Sarah. And listen, we have an epidemic of low self-esteem, but we can change it. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Have you ever wondered if there's a way to heal the deep, hidden inner issues, wounds, beliefs, and traumas? The Journey into Spiritual Healing engages people in all areas of their lives to heal themselves and others. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Dr. Jaffe brings conversations of healing of body, mind, and spirit as he merges the excellence of traditional medicine with the beauty of spiritual healing. For more information about Dr. Jaffe, this show, and his work, visit drjaffemd.com.
Conscious Confidence Radio, a timeless wisdom with Sarah Main. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio and join Sarah on an adventurous journey to the deeper level of meaning to move beyond today's world of constant change, confusion, and uncertainty beyond the shadow of fear. This hit show explores key concepts such as confidence, values, and attitude in a dynamic way. To learn more about Sarah and her work, visit sarahmain.com.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. Welcome back. I get to hang out with Sarah Main for those of you that are tuning in. And, you know, one of the things that is so important is to understand that we don't have to live in a constant state of anxiety. And Sarah has created a coaching platform and a way to help folks get to that place that is so natural for us to be at, but yet we've forgotten. If you go to the website, sarahmain.com, you'll be able to take a look at that. Also on Facebook, it's Sarah Main Coaching. And one of the things you're going to find is you're going to find the Conscious Confidence Program. You're going to find, you know, how Sarah works with people so that we can be in this state that use this ancient wisdom to make adjustments in our life patterns, and how we show up in the world. Sarah, you know, let's talk about how we get from this notion of anxiety, low self-esteem, what we're calling the new normal. How do we get to this place that sets us back into our natural state? You know, what is it about anxiety and low self-esteem that seems to be growing in our culture?
Well, here's a story to address that. There was a group of people, and they lived in the same neighborhood or area, and they all got together and they all just spent their time talking about the things in their lives that left them feeling limited, all the circumstances, the conditions, their jobs, the job conditions, their co-workers, issues with their family, their finances, so on and so forth. And they used to get together And then they turned it into a kind of regular meeting. And all they would do was just discuss all the issues, the problems. And it gave them some relief to just kind of talk about this and sort of, you know, misery loves company, I guess. And this went on and on and on, and they would meet, you know, every week, every fortnight, and this went on and on and on. And then one woman, but nothing changed, one woman eventually woke up to this. She was in the group, and she woke up to this, and she suddenly realized, hang on, there's got to be a better way. This isn't actually moving the needle. This isn't changing anything. We think it is because we go away feeling slightly lighter, only relative lightness. But we're not actually shifting anything. And so she sort of woke up to this, that there's got to be a better way. And so she thought she'd bring someone in. She'd heard about this mentor. So she contacted this guy and said, look, would you come along, see if, you know, fresh perspective. And so he came along, and she didn't tell anyone about him. She just introduced him to the group. And so they started up talking the same talk again. And he just sat back and listened. And then once the conversation had reached a certain point, she turned to him and said, well, you know, what do you think? What can you contribute? And he didn't say anything. He just got up, picked up a piece of chalk and drew a line on the wall. A horizontal line on the wall. It could be horizontal or vertical. Mm-hmm. And he said, he turned around to everyone and he said, how do you make that line shorter without removing it or touching it in any way? So they're all sitting there. Number one, they were totally perplexed who this guy was. Huh. Why was he, you know, who draws on walls anyway? And he was complete, they're all completely flummoxed because he was requiring them to actually think differently. And they hadn't done that. They were just used to the same repetitive tracks. Anyway, they had no response to what he was saying. How do you shorten that line without removing the line or touching it in any way? And then the woman who brought the mentor along suddenly realized, she just woke up, and she immediately stood up, took the piece of chalk and drew a longer line parallel to that original line, a longer line. She drew a longer line, thus shortening that line without touching it or removing it. Wow. And she realized what he was saying.
Right, right.
And everyone sort of looked, and, of course, it was, you know, one of those head-smacking moments, of course. You know, they all woke up. Mm. And the point of that story is we need to draw a longer line. You only need to remember that phrase, draw a longer line. And one of steady wisdom draws a longer line. They're constantly in every situation drawing a longer line. And the benefit to us is that's what we need to do in our lives, is start drawing longer lines in every situation, every day. And how do we do that? Well, start with, what do you want? What's of real importance to you? What's your goal? What do you want to achieve? Rather than just taking the circumstances of today as they appear to you and your senses, the sort of outer circumstances, what do I want? Let's draw a longer line, a bigger picture. Mm. And that's the start.
You know, it's so interesting that we're, you know, we look at the way we show up in the world, and so often the outside determines the inside. Mm-hmm. And, you know, those of us that have had the great fortune of learning some lessons and some ideas, I wish I could say I was an easy study. I wish I could say that I certainly didn't have to go through some really tough times for the light bulb to go on. But it's so hard for me to imagine what it would be like to go through an entire life with high anxiety and low self-esteem. It's painful to think about, actually.
Yeah. But that level of pain and discomfort, you can get used to anything. Mm-hmm. And unless it's usually the extreme situations, and I've always said this to my coaching clients, it's a weird thing in a human nature that we've kind of got to be, our back has got to be up against a wall and in a corner.
Yeah.
Where we can't move either way. Mm-hmm. And then we will wake up. But yeah. if we can avoid waking up, we will. And if avoiding waking up means getting used to just anxiety as the new normal, then that's what we'll do rather than do something different. And it took that story, it took that woman realizing that they just needed something new. They needed to think differently, do something different. Otherwise, it was never going to change. It was just like a recording. Our lives are like that.
I want to ask you this question about this, because we're talking about conscious confidence and we're talking about ancient wisdom, you know, and also we're talking about this being a natural state, a progression, so to speak, upward. And yet we find ourselves being stuck. I was really struck by the idea that the woman in the story didn't give up. You know, there was a quiet sense of looking at possibilities, right?
Yes.
And I really think that that is so important now, is to really be able to help people stay in the place of possibilities,
yes.
even when it doesn't look like there are any.
Yeah. Well, that's the ancient wisdom talks about one of steady wisdom. Wisdom, okay, but not just flashes of it here and there when it gets desperate. This is steady wisdom. It's there all the time. You're established in it. That is your normal, is to be established in wisdom. And it's the wisdom that you refer to. It's the wisdom that you derive your life's inspiration mm-hmm. from. But it's the steadiness of it is the important element in this. And that takes a bit of practice. It's not impossible. It just takes a little practice.
Well, and that really leads to how do we each draw that longer line in our lives? How do we raise our awareness? And you know what I love about the steady wisdom is, for me, you know, steady wisdom and my experience growing up with a mom that absolutely believed in possibility. She never talked about problem solving, ever. She, you know, I can't think of a single time where I heard her say, we've got a problem or there's a problem. I don't remember her ever saying that. Mm-hmm. And so if she didn't say that, then what did she say? What did she say? Because we're actually, as kids, out in the world today. So she must have said something. When we come back, Sarah's going to talk to us about what it is we do say. How do we get to that longer line? And how do we raise our awareness? We'll be right back.
Are you looking for the perfect setting for your next workshop or retreat? At Spirit Fire Meditative Retreat Center, cultivating consciousness is what we do best. Our guests count on us to create an atmosphere that supports serenity and well-being. We lead from the heart and create space for the mind. Freshly prepared meals designed with local and organic ingredients, 95 acres of beautiful woods and pastures, and a facility built with green in mind. This is what you'll find at Spirit Fire. For more information, visit spiritfireretreatcenter.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Could you swim with sharks? Is fear holding you back from living your life? The time is now to jump in and be courageous. Shelley Ryan has created a retreat to help you move past your fears with confidence. Join her June 30th through July 7th in Mexico. Have some fun. Relax. Plus, you'll have the opportunity to be courageous with a whale and shark adventure. For more information, visit yournextchaptercoaching.com.
The truth is funny. Shift happens with Colette Marie Steffen is excited to welcome Karen Benton as a monthly guest host. Tune in on the third Wednesday of each month at 8 a.m. Pacific time to regain confidence and trust in your capacity to create change in your life, your health, your family, and your well-being. Karen Benton is a mother, nurse practitioner, certified body talk practitioner, Franklin Method instructor, and owner of Limitless Living LLC. For more information about Karen, visit KarenBenton.com.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. This is Conscious Confidence Radio, and I'm Dr. Pat. And guess what? I get to hang out with the host of Conscious Confidence. And today, what we're talking about is, you know, a timeless wisdom, but a timeless wisdom to help us understand about our lives being a natural state of confidence and well-being, as opposed to anxiety and low self-esteem. And so, you know, we were talking, Sarah, about, you know, what does it mean to really know to be able to draw that longer line, you know, to raise our awareness. And, you know, you've created a way in Conscious Confidence in your coaching program. You know, you created a way for people to understand how to draw a longer line. And that's in the Fuse program.
Thanks. Yes. The Fuse program is all about drawing a longer line. It's a self-directed program. And by that, I mean, you don't need someone standing in front of you telling you what to do. Because if you do that, you'll become so dependent on that, it becomes disempowering. The Fuse program is coming from within you. It's getting you connected deep within yourself. And it starts by looking at your core values. What are your core values? Asking yourselves those deep questions, because that gets you connected with who you are in your being. And then from that, you then have choices, clear choices, and you're aware of those choices. And the first choice is, do I choose to live with a positive attitude or a negative attitude? And once you start making those clear choices of the attitude that you have to every situation, from the moment your eyes open in the morning to when you go to sleep at night, that changes the whole landscape completely. Trust me, I know from my own experience. Then we start looking at the FUSE of the Fuse program, which starts with focusing, giving our full and undivided attention to our goals, what we choose to achieve in our lives, what's important, what are we focusing on? And that's an act of giving. We always talk about giving our attention. Then we have uniting, which is an embracing element. Then we have a simplifying, which is a letting go of unnecessary things. Stick to what's really important and in line with what we want to achieve. What's our goal? What's our dream? These are all part of drawing a longer line. Then we have we've had the simplifying, and then we have the energizing, which is the E infuse, and that's taking dynamic, inspired, enthusiastic, creative action. So focusing, uniting, simplifying, and energizing, F-U-S-E, fuse. And if you light that fuse and it's based in your core values and your positive attitude, if you follow that program, if you follow this program, and you can do this yourself every single day, you are drawing a massively longer line, and it will keep growing and growing and growing. And it won't matter what external circumstances are there. That's the shorter line. You will always be able to transcend that and grow a longer line. And you will find that steady wisdom within yourself.
You know, I wanted to ask you about looking at the Fuse program, but also the fact that it doesn't matter what age you are, it doesn't matter where you are in your life's journey. And I want to be very clear about this, because, you know, a lot of times we hear about coaching or we hear about programs, and there are a set of conditions that are associated with it. But what you're looking at is you're looking at a way and have created a way of using the Fuse program so that the whole person is addressed. And yeah. So often we take a piece of a person, so to speak, and we say, oh, let's go put this over here. It's like what I said before the break. you know, I grew up with a stepmom that I can't remember her ever saying the word problem, but we got things done. So what might she have done? You know, how did she help us get from there to here? And something you said is giving our full attention through focusing. My stepmom and the way we talk about focusing, I think, is very different than we see in our pop culture. But a positive attitude, along with what you're talking about, it's a complete energetic shift.
Yeah, it is a complete energetic shift. And you need the energetic shift to draw the longer line. And as you said, this is not just sort of grabbing a bit here and a bit there. This is a complete program. It's all derived from the ancient wisdom of Sanskrit and the ancient philosophy, the ancient wisdom teachings. It is all about drawing that longer line by fundamentally uncovering what is there all the time, your natural state, who you really are. It's not about creating something new that has never been, that hasn't been there before. It may feel like it's never been there before, but that's only because it's been covered over by a belief in the shorter line, by the belief in the limits that you apparently can perceive out there in your life, or that you think you're feeling that seem like they're real. But ultimately, this is discovering who you really are and creating a new identity. And that's only by discovering what's really there, the potential of who you really, really are. And all the other things can be released and can fall away. They are transitory. The wisdom traditions keep talking about that. They come and they go. And once we get better at letting all these transitory limits go, suddenly there's this unbelievable potential within ourselves that's just been sitting there waiting. It's incredible.
Well, you know, a couple of things I said earlier, and I just want to come back to them, is that we're talking about uncovering a natural state. And what that means is, if we're uncovering something, then it's got to be there to begin with, right?
Yes.
We're not discovering, we're uncovering it.
Uncovering.
And so let me ask you this question. If we're uncovering it, what happens along the way, right? Clearly, there are some people that have this natural state and it gets to flow and it gets to emerge and they get to be themselves in the world. But sometimes it gets covered over with limitation. And you've talked about this before. Fear is one of them. You know, fear is a showstopper.
Yeah. Yes. Fear, oddly enough, fear is the showstopper, literally. In the Brihadaranyaka Upanishad, sort of supreme wisdom, statement of wisdom, it describes the function of the mind, and the mind has this ability, it has the power of speech, as we know, because we have thoughts in our head and they're in a language. It has the power to create this cycle of decision and then and it says resolution and irresolution. There's always one then the other. So it's never stable. It's this then that, this then that. And it goes through this cycle. And then the final three things is it produces shame, and then eventually it ends up with fear. So out of this whole sequence, and it just goes round this cycle, but it gets to fear and then it starts again. And you're just in this cycle that the mind is creating. And that is the nature of the mind. So unless we wake up to this, unless we wake up to the fear and realize, okay, I'm experiencing fear, but I am greater than this. This fear is not me. We just take the fear as how it is. You know, that's normal. And it needn't be normal. You might be experiencing fear, but that's different from believing that fear is you.
Mm.
And if you are experiencing fear, then you say, all right, well, what response do I need to have? How do I move forward from this? Am I going to let this fear limit me? I may be experiencing fear at this time, but am I going to sit there obsessing about the fear? Or is there something greater that I'm more interested in, that I'm more inspired about? And this is drawing the longer line all the time.
Yeah.
But if you become obsessed by the fact that you are feeling fearful at this time, then you won't go anywhere.
Yeah. Yeah, and I think that's really kind of bit back to what we'll talk about when we come back. It's like the essence of uncovering the natural state and stepping into the world of possibilities. Because if we go back to the story of the woman who had that moment where she could see how, you know, the line in itself wasn't really the way to the answer. It was a possibility that was outside of that conversation, but yet within her to figure out. So often we think we just don't have it. We just don't have it. It's like some trick question, some like weird thing that you need some scientist to answer. When we come back, we're going to talk about, look, might have to make a few changes. Let's figure out what they are and let's see what it takes to make them. Let's take a short break, everyone. Sarah Main, Conscious Confidence, we'll be right back.
Are you ready to stop stress, anxiety, and low self-esteem from running your life? Join award-winning author Dr. Friedemann Schaub for Empowerment Radio and learn breakthrough solutions to switch out of survival mode and approach every day with great ease, joy, and purpose. Tune in the first and third Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific to Empowerment Radio with host Dr. Friedemann Schaub on Transformation Talk Radio. Visit the fearandanxietysolution.com to learn more.
Ignite your inner magic on Grow Your Soul Radio with Jane Matanga. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as host Jane Matanga explores how to overcome your fears to help you gain the inspiration you need to awaken your path to joy. Learn the way to life mastery and the enlightened path with Grow Your Soul Radio. For more information on Jane Matanga and her work, visit enlightened-path.com.
What is a brilliant culture and how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough five-step process to help you align your culture with your business strategy for exceptional results. Looking for a culture that drives organizational excellence? Listen to Cultural Brilliance Radio, the second and fourth Friday of each month at 10 a.m. Pacific and 1 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit culturalbrilliance.com.
To see your life from an angel's perspective, book a personal consultation with Claire Candy Huff, angelic walk-in angel Ariel at Angel Healing House. Candy provides intuitive counseling, Reiki, and angel readings in person in Los Angeles or nationally and internationally via phone or Skype. She will channel the practical tools you need to transform your life. Call now, 831-277-3716, or visit angelhealinghouse.com.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. We are here. This is Conscious Confidence Radio, and Sarah Main is the host. I'm Dr. Pat. I get to share the stage with her a little bit each month. One of the things I want everybody to know is that everything we're talking about today is really part of a coaching program that Sarah has put together, and that is all around Conscious Confidence for coaching, whether it's individual, whether it's your organization. And there's a body of work that Sarah's doing right now also with young people. And so I want to make sure that if you want to get a hold of Sarah, just go to Sarah Main, SarahMaine.com, and go ahead and please contact her. You could also follow her on Facebook at Sarah Main Coaching and then Instagram, Sarah Main. We want to make sure that all of you know that this is a way of, as we said before, really uncovering that natural state, not for a moment, but so you can live your life in this way, regardless of what circumstance might come up, what might be there. And so, you know, we are talking about this natural state and we are talking about this ancient wisdom, Sarah, right? You know, we're talking about, we've got to address the whole person. We can't just address one part of ourselves. We have to address the body. We have to address the mind. We have to address the spirit. You know, these are things that when they all move in the direction together, this is how we get, you know, that timeless wisdom, that state of flow and being.
Yeah. The importance is understanding that a human being is not just the mind and the physical and with a few feelings thrown in.
Yeah.
It's a body, mind, heart and spirit. And it's addressing the needs of all those aspects. You can talk about the physical, talk about them as bodies, the body, the physical body, the mental body, the emotional body, and the spiritual body. If you look at it like that, what food and exercise, for example, do each of those bodies need? Because it is different. And if you look at the whole person like that, and if you look at yourself like that, this is one of the reasons that we don't have established within ourselves steady wisdom, a steady connection. And I think it goes back to you were talking about your stepmother, and certainly my parents' generation, they did have, to a degree, they may not have had a lot of access to, you know, ancient wisdom and all this sort of stuff, but there was a steadiness in certain values, and that held the society at that time. But now we need to find a new steadiness within ourselves, and it is totally possible, but we need to address the needs of the body, mind, heart and spirit and provide for that. And I produced a giveaway, which if you go to my website, sarahmane.com, 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 just hit the download button, you can download a free giveaway of a whole lot of information about this exactly and practical tips about actually feeding and nourishing, not the physical body. Look, I'm no nutritionist, but the mental body, the emotional body and the spiritual body, actually addressing the needs of those bodies as well. Because, mm-hmm. you know, there's plenty of knowledge out there about healthy living and exercise for the physical body, but actually nourishing and exercising the mental, emotional, and spiritual bodies. If we start looking at that, that is definitely drawing a longer line in terms of establishing a steadiness in the wisdom. And the wisdom is all about our potential, our magnificence, the incredible people that we are as human beings, and how we can live our life from a whole new platform of conscious confidence that doesn't shift and change with changing circumstances.
One of the things that we're going to, you know, also express right now is, you know, this, the ancient wisdom that is so perfect for the time we live in. Just because it's ancient wisdom, you know, we somehow think about this as not being relevant. But this is really clear to me about, we are going through some transitions in cultures all over the world. Times are changing. And they always are changing. And they were changing way back. And I want to ask you, what's most important for us to remember about the power of this ancient wisdom, the timeless wisdom, and to apply it in our daily lives?
We keep thinking, oh, this is from the past, but it's important that we acknowledge that it's timeless wisdom. It is wisdom that applies past, present, and future, if you can say that. It's always applicable. It's genuinely universal. And if something's universal, it's relevant anywhere, at any time, under any circumstances, for anyone. It's just applicable all the time. And the ancient timeless wisdom, and particularly the wisdom contained in Sanskrit, it's constantly fresh. There is always something there that will inspire, direct, and guide. There's never a time where you can just dismiss it saying that's not relevant anymore. If you can do that, then it genuinely isn't timeless wisdom.
Right. But, you know, there's something, too, about the way the world is so drawn, you know, to a state of peace, to natural being, to wanting to be in the flow. I don't think anybody wakes up, you know, every day and says, oh, I think I'd like to have low self-esteem. And how about throw some anxiety in on that?
Exactly. Yeah, Tom.
Right?
with a depression chaser. No,
yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. But you see, these are, from the point of view of the wisdom traditions, this is an indication that we are unaware, or another way of saying unaware is we are asleep. That's not a judgment. It's just we are unaware of any other possibility. And if we go back to the story of the woman with a group of people, it took someone to sort of wake up, in this case that woman, and realize that nothing was changing. And that magic moment of waking up, of realizing something else, that is a mysterious moment. But that's what we all need, is that wake-up moment. And unfortunately, often it comes in the form of some disaster in some form in our life that wakes us up. So it's a blessing in disguise.
Right. And, you know, what I hear you saying is it doesn't have to be like that. It doesn't have to be in the form of a disaster. I mean, that's what I meant when we started, was that I think about my life and, you know, how many of these personal disasters I've had to have, you know, to get this awakening and this awareness.
Yeah.
And so today we've talked about many things. And as usual, every show you bring something special to share with us. What do you have for us today?
Well, today I'm going to recite to you in Sanskrit just two verses of a long passage in the Bhagavad Gita, which talks about one of steady wisdom, asthita prajna. This is just two verses. It's verse 54 and 56. It's quite long. And I'm going to, I'll give you the English and then I'll give you the Sanskrit. And this is ancient wisdom at its best. So the question is, Arjuna asked the question, what is the description of a person of steady wisdom, one who is established in equanimity? How does that person of steady intellect speak? How does that person sit? How does that person walk? Very practical. And the Sanskrit is Arjuna uvacha, sthita prajnyasya kabhasha samadhistasya keshava, sthita dhi kim prabhesha ta kim asita prajeta kim. And then the first verse of the answer, one whose mind remains undisturbed amidst misery, who does not crave for pleasure, and who is free from attachment, fear, and anger, is called a sage of steady wisdom. Dukheshwa nudhigna mana, sukheshu vigatasprija, vitaraga bhaya krodha, stithadhir munir ruchyate. So that's just two statements of one of steady wisdom.
Mm. Wow. Sarah, thank you so much. Thank you as usual. I think that when we pull the veil back, you know, what we might discover is how magnificent we truly are. And that's what you're doing with Conscious Confidence. And that's the message. That's the work that you're bringing into the world, is helping us very simply move back that veil and really be able to step forth in the spirit of Conscious Confidence. Thank you so much for all that you do. Thank you.
Thank you.
I want to thank everybody for tuning us in and turning us on. And again, please go to sarahmaine.com. You'll see lots of information about Conscious Confidence. And remember, anxiety and low self-esteem are not your natural state. There really is something that is your natural state. And if you can hold on to that possibility, you too will be able to draw a line and rise above the limitations. We'll see you next time.
Thank you for listening to Conscious Confidence with Sarah Maine. Join us next month on Transformation Talk Radio for more timeless wisdom with Sarah's exciting and innovative approach to living. Discover more joy, freedom, and step into your limitless potential. For more information on Sarah Maine and her work, or to listen to past shows, visit sarahmaine.com.
preceding audio was via a Skype call.